Twitter, or X, as owner Elon Musk has renamed it, can be wonderful, or it can be an annoyance. A plethora of crap is displayed on the social media site, but there's also a lot of valuable information that can be fulfilling. Or useless. But X really came to life a couple of weeks before Christmas, before Shohei Ohtani had made his decision where to sign his free agent contract, and when the hottest rumor in baseball had Ohtani perhaps inking a pact with the Toronto Blue Jays, sports fans in Canada couldn't get enough from Twitter. Someone in California on that day, December 8, spotted an aviation note from the John Wayne Airport in Anaheim, whereby a private jet was taking off, destined for Toronto. That's all it took for the Ohtani to the Blue Jays hype to surge into overdrive. Luka Doncic tried to put water on the rumor fire, saying, he lives in Seattle in the offseason. Tuckin Baseball weighed in. Shohei Ohtani is traveling to Toronto today. He has not signed a contract with any team at this time, per at John Morosi. Said Ben Verlander, the plane from Anaheim to Toronto is currently the most tracked airplane in the world. And not a single soul tracking it has any idea if it's Shohei or not. Alden Gonzalez had a submission. Source, Shohei Ohtani has not made a decision yet. That's not to say it won't ultimately be the Blue Jays. My understanding is that, at this point, that decision has not been made. Said Matt. We all know where he's going to end up, as he posted a picture of Ohtani in a Rays uniform. Said John. He's going to the Cubs. I talked to him the other day. Now it was Etherfuse's turn. He's just trying to decide which Dodger hat he likes the best. Some humor from Mike Petriello. A direct flight from LA to London is about to arrive, indicating Ohtani is about to sign with Arsenal. More humor, from Joseph Guarino, source, Shohei Ohtani will be making his decision at Four Seasons Landscaping later today. Clarence Fraser added fuel. Yusei Kikuchi, Jay's Japanese pitcher, reserves entire upscale sushi restaurant near Rogers Center for tonight. Reservation for 50-plus people. Make of it what you will. Countered Spencer. That was a surprise party for his wife. Thanks a lot. And then Vancouver humorist Steve Burgess did what he does best. When out in right field there arose such a clatter, I ran to home base to see what was the matter, when what to my wondering eyes did appear, but Shohei Ohtani in full Blue Jays gear. Of course, we now know Ohtani signed a 10-year contract the next day with the Dodgers for $700 million US, almost $1 billion Canadian, and Twitter will be quieter from here on in. The plane, by the way, was carrying Canadian millionaire Robert Herjavec, a regular on the TV show, Shark Tank. Jack Finnerelli at his sportscurmudgeon.com site, on a TV commercial where Peyton Manning tosses cans of Bud Light to patrons throughout the bar. Can you imagine the cleanup mess in that bar as about 50 people open cans of Bud Light that have been thrown to them that they caught, presumably on the fly? That establishment will smell of stale beer for a month after that event. Late night funny man Jimmy Kimmel, carrying on the public feud with NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers got 2 A's on his report card, and they were both in his first name. Jason Gay of the Wall Street Journal, on former Patriots coach Bill Belichick's sideline demeanor. Belichick looked like a grumpy lobster boat captain, grimacing on the New England sideline like he's miles from shore in a storm. Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel. Is it time for Jacksonville Jaguars fans to come to the realization that Trevor Lawrence is much closer to being John Kitna than John Elway? Another one from Bianchi, on Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh and allegations of wrongdoing. If you believe Harbaugh and his coaching staff are innocent, you probably also believe there are a bunch of crime-fighting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles living in the sewers beneath New York City. Headline at FARC.com. NCAA President. Because we told you Michigan was cheating, that means that they won fair and square. RJ Curry of SportsDeek.com. While watching Team USA win the World Junior Hockey Championship at a friend's, nobody noticed his Labrador eating the Christmas tree trimmings. Now the vet says the dog has tinselitis. Headline at TheOnion.com. Bob Kraft. We're already searching through insane asylums for a possible Belichick replacement. Headline at FARC.com. After New England owner Robert Kraft promoted linebackers coach Gerald Mayo to head coach, replacing Bill Belichick, Kraft holds the Mayo. Bob Molinaro of PilotOnline.com, Hampton, Virginia. While cranky, conspiracy-minded Aaron Rodgers should be fit for a tinfoil helmet, his Jets teammates voted him their most inspirational player for 2023. Rodgers, you may recall, was on the field for 4 plays. We're not expected to understand. Care to comment? Email brucebenton2003@yahoo.ca. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.